Have you ever walked away from a conversation feeling completely misunderstood or not heard at all? In our hyper-connected world, where messages fly across screens in seconds, genuine human connection has become increasingly rare. True communication isn't just exchanging information, it's about creating bridges between hearts and minds. At its core, effective communication rests on a foundation of genuine care and respect for others. When we truly value someone, we naturally want to understand their perspective and be understood in return. This mutual exchange forms the basis of all meaningful relationships, whether with partners, family members, friends, or colleagues. Empathic awareness forms the foundation of effective communication, a mindset that transforms conversations. This awareness begins with recognizing our own inherent worth. Like airplane oxygen masks, we must secure our own sense of value before helping others. The wisdom to love others as yourself only works when we genuinely value ourselves. We must also recognize the inherent dignity of everyone we meet. When your mind wanders during conversation, use this four-step reset. Pause, reflect, adjust, act. A genuine desire to understand others from their perspective deepens connections. We can't connect deeply with others from a shallow place in ourselves. The most common relationship complaint is, "They don't listen to me," and usually both partners are right. One couple nearly divorced before learning listening skills, then realized they had frequently misunderstood each other. Empathic listening requires quieting your mind and focusing completely on the speaker, eliminating both verbal and mental distractions. Listen for both verbal and nonverbal communication. Most interpersonal communication is nonverbal. Facial expressions, body language, tone, posture, and eye contact all convey meaning. Like an iceberg, communication has deeper meanings beneath surface words. Emotions aren't in word form, so speakers translate feelings into vocabulary that may inadequately express their experience. By listening through words to grasp intent, we better understand underlying thoughts and feelings. When someone withholds their thoughts and feelings, they likely don't feel safe expressing themselves without fear of being misunderstood, ridiculed, or receiving unwanted advice. Past negative experiences have taught them silence is safer. A sincere apology can unlock communication. One woman couldn't get her teenage son to open up about his challenges. After reflection, she approached him with a heartfelt apology. "I've been learning communication skills, and I've realized my communication was often poor. I love you. If I've hurt you, I'm sorry." Her sincerity prompted him to share where he felt put down. She listened without defending herself, allowing their relationship to heal. Many people become fixers in relationships. This fix-it mentality creates problems with emotional situations. When someone shares a problem, they often don't want solutions. They want to be heard. Speaking helps them solve their own problem by providing a sounding board where they can vocalize thoughts, gain clarity, and develop their own solutions. Several obstacles interfere with effective listening, operating beneath our conscious awareness. Mind reading occurs when we presume to know the speaker's thoughts before they fully express them. Rehearsing happens when we focus on formulating our response rather than hearing what's being said. Filtering involves selectively attending to certain parts while ignoring others. Daydreaming represents a complete mental departure from the conversation. Advising, though well-intentioned, can shut down authentic sharing when we interrupt with premature solutions. Judging creates an invisible barrier through internal critical commentary on what's being said. Condescending behavior, particularly one-upmanship, shifts focus from the speaker's experience to our own. When someone shares a challenge and we respond with our bigger problem, we diminish their experience and miss the opportunity for connection. To combat these blocks, we must practice empathic listening, quieting our internal dialogue, maintaining focused attention, and resisting the urge to immediately respond or solve. Empathetic speaking means expressing yourself accurately while increasing others' receptivity. First, clarify your thoughts before speaking. Most people have regretted impulsive words spoken in anger. By pausing to choose words and tone thoughtfully, you increase the chance of being heard. Use I statements like I think, I feel, I want, or I'm concerned. These show your thoughts come from you, making them easier to receive than accusatory you statements that feel like attacks. You're way too loud becomes, I would like you to please lower your voice. Choose words carefully and monitor your tone. How you say something matters as much as what you say. Even with perfect words, a disrespectful tone means they'll hear the disrespect, not your message. Be specific about what you want rather than expecting mind reading, and address one issue at a time. I'd like to go out on a date together. Can we go to dinner tonight? After speaking about important topics, give the other person space to respond. We all experience moments when someone upsets us. Rather than reacting angrily or burying feelings, pause, breathe, and express feelings without inflammatory language. An XYZ statement effectively expresses feelings using I statements. X, when you name their words or actions. Y, name the situation or incident. Z, I felt, name your feelings about it. For example, when you yelled at me, X, when discussing our finances this morning, Y, I felt misunderstood and hurt, Z. This communicates clearly without attacking, unlike stop yelling at me, you jerk. In conflicts, avoid seeing the other person as the problem. Instead, think, I have a problem with this person's behavior that I need to discuss. This positions the problem separately from both people, enabling respectful discussion. While silence is sometimes appropriate, in relationships, it often creates confusion. If you're upset but say nothing, the other person won't understand what's bothering you. Remove doubt by communicating your feelings clearly. Appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it into words is all that is necessary. Appreciation, admiration, and appreciation builds bonds and relationships, fulfilling our deep need for recognition. Be specific rather than generic. Instead of good job, say, I really admired how you handled that difficult client meeting with such patience. This specificity shows thoughtful observation and makes appreciation meaningful. Never assume others know they're appreciated. Explicit expression removes doubt. Written appreciation carries special weight as it can be saved and revisited during difficult times. Relationships, like gardens, wither without care. The care we provide is our love and intentionality. The nutrients are our actions, quality time, support, encouragement, with communication skills as our gardening tools. To nurture relationships, list important people in your life. Identify specific steps to strengthen each relationship and schedule when you'll take action. Without scheduling, these remain mere intentions. Remember that practice makes permanent, not perfect. Consistent practice will eventually make effective communication your default behavior. The journey to better communication begins with a single conversation. Every valued relationship deserves your full presence, empathic listening, and thoughtful expression. Which conversation will you transform today?